the other, to the other extreme, which would be a bobsled, which would carry people in the pond or float.
How are the runners on a bobsled? Just two big long ones?
They're two in front and two behind.
What would be the kind of sled that has the two, just the two long runners?
That'd be a horse sled.
If I want to get the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb or I might use a
brush.
And you want to sharpen your straight razor, you sharpen it on a
drop.
If you go hunting with a rifle, you're going to take some ammunition. Probably call it some, take some.
Rifle we call it cartridges, shotgun we call them shells.
And if you had some dirt in the front yard, you want to take it to the backyard, you'd probably take it in a
wheelbarrow.
You want to sharpen your axe, you might sharpen it on a
grindstone.
Pardon all my... It seems to get the answers a little easier that way. Your axle squeaking, you better grease it. After you fry eggs in the morning, I've forgotten what you said on the questionnaire, you fry them in a skillet?
Skillet.
Your skillet's kind of, you got to wash it because the skillet, after you're all done, the skillet's kind of
greasy.
Until fairly recently, you had a flat tire. You had to have them put a patch on the inner
tube.
If you go fishing on the river, you wouldn't go in a canoe. You'd go in a
boat.
When they get the boat off the land into the water, you say we're going to have to, the boat, we're going to have to, what do you call it? What they do at Cape Canaveral when they send a rocket, they're going to
launch it.
If I'd hand you a dozen pencils or so, and then I'd ask you for them, you'd hand them to me and say, here, pencils.
Here they are.
Using the word pencils, here
are your pencils.
You pick up the baby and jostle him a little bit, and the mother gets worried, and you say, oh, don't worry, I better hurt him. I
don't quite get what
you're... I want you to fill in the gap. I gonna hurt him.
I'm not going to hurt him.
You ever say, I ain't gonna hurt him?
It's possible.
I think I do too. Somebody'd say, if you're arguing with somebody and you weren't quite sure you're right, you'd say, well, I'm right. Would you ever say, ain't I, after that? I'm right, ain't I? Or I'm right. Am I not?
Well, I would say, don't you think I'm right?
Somebody said, you're the one who did it. You said, no, it
wasn't me. I should say I, but then I know I say me all the time.
Oh, that's something that's going on in English language right now. They're getting rid of these it's I. The thing that the lady wears in the kitchen to keep the grease off her
apron.
I've forgotten the gunter.